Welcome back to In Depth for another PSA interview in the studios. Amy Riley with Children's Cabinet. Amy, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Children's Cabinet still keeping busy, I assume. You guys, I feel like you're always moving and shaking.
We sure are. You know, we have a lot of different programs, and especially with the start of a new school year, we have parents and kids that need help. So we're doing our outreach in a variety of ways. And right now we're getting ready for our Art of Childhood, which is our big fundraiser and gala coming up on the 23rd.
Beautiful. Art of Childhood. Is this a new thing or has this happened before?
No, this is actually our 21st Art of Childhood.
Wow.
It's our annual fundraiser and gala. It's a big deal to us.
It is
where we are able to spotlight one of our specific programs and raise money for that directly, as well as reach out to our sponsors and our donors and all the people we work with throughout the year that enable the Children's Cabinet to do what we do and keep all of our programs and services free.
Well, that's cool. So Art of Childhood, who kind of came up with this idea, and what is this idea if people don't know?
Well, you know, like most nonprofit organizations, we need to have a way to raise money for our programs. Mm-hmm. And all of our programs and services throughout the state of Nevada are free. And that enables us to do a lot. We help over 11,000 families per year. And so it's events like this and unique partnerships with businesses and leaders throughout the community that allow us to do outreach efforts. So this is our major deal of the year. And it's a lot of fun. It's an exciting and unique event.
Cool. So what happens? What's involved with it? Because you mentioned a gala, which is really cool.
Right. We kind of like to twist this into something exciting and a little bit different than your typical fundraiser or event. Right. So it is at Montreux on August the 23rd, and it's a golf theme event. Although we will not be playing golf, there's a lot of golf-inspired twists and fun contests and things like that. So it is an evening of gourmet food, drinks, live auctions, silent auctions, and then we also have a program focusing this year on our free family counseling program, which is one of our hallmark programs. It began when the Children's Cabinet was created in 1985, and it's one of those that's near and dear to our heart. And I think it's really near and dear to a lot of people in Reno because mental health is important and everyone needs access.
Definitely, yeah. Mental health is, I think, getting renewed focus nowadays.
Absolutely.
Which is very important.
And mental health is one of those issues that affects everyone. It doesn't matter your economic background, your race, your age. It's something that impacts us all, and it really impacts families, because if you have one person going through a crisis, it's one of those kind of ripple effects that it mm-hmm. affects everyone around you, and it takes a lot of people to help a person readjust to a situation or healthily work through that.
All right. So it's the family counseling program specifically.
Correct. This is our spotlight for Art of Childhood 2019, and it is our free family counseling program, and it's really a cool program. It helps. Currently, we are helping over 900 families per year in Reno alone.
Wow.
And we have... the way it operates is a family can call and speak to our on-call therapist, and we can establish if there's a need for further counseling. So we probably get over 1,300 to 1,400 calls per year that we try and figure out what's going on. But we do have about 900 families per year for a variety of reasons coming in to talk to someone, to have multiple sessions with a licensed therapist, and improve communications and improve that family bond. That's what we're here to do.
Yeah, definitely. And sometimes you need that outside kind of objective, viewpoint into the relationship that maybe is fractured or something like that.
Right.
That,
you know, we see a lot of unique situations. We see grandparents or other family members that have been granted guardianship over kids. We see kids that are going through bullying or other things at school that's impacting their family life. It impacts the way they treat siblings, their parents, people around them.
Right.
So, you know, having a way to talk about things, and like you said, having a mediator there, having somebody with an outside perspective that can give the tips and techniques to kind of have a healthy mental game going forward. And that is important no matter what your age.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So so this is the focus of this event, basically, is this program.
Correct.
Right?
It is to let people know about what's going on and that these services do exist and that there shouldn't be a stigma in reaching out for help. And whether that is with our organization or with others, I think mental health is such an important thing to be addressed and responded to. And people need to know what their resources are.
Definitely. And you have so many resources. You said all your services are free.
Right.
What other services do you provide?
Gosh, you know, we have over 20 different programs at the Children's Cabinet.
Wow.
Spanning from early education and family assistance. We do subsidy for childcare. We do childcare navigation. We help businesses set up childcare. We have parents and provider classes. And then we have our youth intervention services, which is an incredible team that works with teens and young adults. And that can span from our on-site high school, where we help kids in Washington County School District that are significantly behind in credits, recover those credits and graduate.
Wow.
We have work experience programs. So we have partnerships throughout with businesses throughout Northern Nevada that will give work experience to kids. Or to teens and young adults that, you know, they could be coming out of the system. They may have faced other issues in their life that caused them to either fall behind in school or they might not have the best record. But, you know, we work very closely with these businesses and these kids to get them back on track because they deserve a chance.
Definitely. So are there any changes? I mean, your organization's been around for a long time and doing this event for a long time. Any changes? I guess we have a big influx of people. I mean, the population's getting higher.
You know, we do. And, you know, and the things that impact everyone are impacting kids and families in our area. So, you know, lack of childcare, that's an issue. Lack of affordable housing, that's an issue. Lack of access to resources, the government can only do so much. So, you know, our unique private and public partnership, which is our partnerships with the school district and the juvenile system and the sheriff's office and all of those kind of meld with business leaders. So we have a board of trustees that is made up from leaders across all industries. We have business leaders and people that are involved with the casino industry. One of our newer members is the manager over at Microsoft, Carrie Sifontin, who is amazing. But you have all these great minds in one room and talking about the issues that affect our community. And that makes a huge difference to have the right people saying, this is the problem. What can we do together?
Exactly. It takes a village.
Right.
And it really does.
That is the vision. Michael Dermody, who's a local businessman, started the cabinet with one of the youth court judges in 1985. And that was his vision, to get the right people talking about the big issues and figuring out how we can help.
Cool. And people can help just by attending this wonderful event, Art of Childhood, which is Friday, August 23rd, 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. And it's going to be a Montreux Golf and Country Club. That's at 18077 Bordeaux Drive in Reno. And you actually have a website specifically dedicated to this.
We
you?
Sure do. We try to make it easy.
Yeah,
so
why not?
Artofchildhood.com is our website, or you can go to the Children's Cabinet website at www.childrenscabinet.org. And we have a variety of links. You can see the options. You can purchase individual tickets. You can purchase tables. And for businesses that are new to the area, this is a great way to give back and to get involved. And this is definitely one of the area's bigger events. And it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing, is we have a unique collaboration of all the casinos coming together to provide different aspects of the event. We have major businesses and major donors. And so it's a great networking opportunity, as well as it impacts so many people in Northern Nevada.
All right. Well, fantastic. People need to attend. Thank you so much, Amy Riley.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Of course.